If there was an item that was left on a fire, open flame going into Shabbos, which is, as we described, is shehia, so that's permitted if the fire is a covered flame or if the food item is either fully cooked or at least cooked, kamaichal ben derusai. And if it was less than that, so then the problem, the Gemara told us, is because of shemi yachata b'gechalim. You might come to stoke the coals in order to cook the food faster, should be ready for the meal Friday night. But even if the food was there Friday going into Shabbos in a permitted fashion, it was a covered flame, or it was fully cooked or third cooked, half cooked according to Hananya, and it had an initial shahiyah, if you take it off the flame, one is not allowed to return it to the flame on Shabbos. It's known as the Isar of HaChazara, even though it's fully cooked. Even though now we're dealing with a fully cooked item. Shahiyah didn't apply to a fully cooked item, because there's no fear you're going to stoke the coals to cook it fast to be ready for the meal Friday night. But HaChazara, even though if it was on the flame on Friday going into Shabbos, because it's fully cooked, if you take it off, you can't put it back unless it's a covered flame. And we had yesterday a machlekes between Tosis and the Ran as to why that is the case. Why is it that if I'm dealing with an uncovered flame, if I take food off, I can't return it under any circumstances? Why is that the case? What is the fear? So Rabbeinu Tam told us that the fear was, Shemi yechata b'gecholim. As you're walking around with the food item, it might have cooled off. Now you're going to put it back on. You might be tempted to stoke the coals to heat it up in a more expedited fashion. And according to the Ran, the fear is not because of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim. That's true when you're coming to, putting food, Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos in an open flame, you might stoke the coals, should be ready for the meal Friday night. Shehiyah, for sure, was because of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim. But here we're dealing with a fully cooked item. So the fear is not because of Shemi Yechata B'Gechalim. It's rather because it's Mechzik HaMavashel. No one knows that you're dealing with a fully cooked item. And maybe, over here I am, putting a pot on top of a fire on Shabbos that looks like you're cooking. No one will know what came from there. No one will know that it's fully cooked. Or maybe it has nothing to do with perception. It's about the fact that the Chazal Aser, this is part of Bishul. It's a derivative of Bishul Deiraisa. So they Aser, this is part of Bishul Derabbanan. So the Ran told us because of Merci Kimavash. And we had yesterday one potential difference between the two. And that was with regards to Pina Mimechem Lamechem. The Gemara had a Shaila. Even when it is a covered flame, so I'm allowed to return. Am I only allowed to return to that initial flame from which it came? Or can I even return to a different flame as long as it's covered? Can we still call that, a permitted returning to the initial shahiyah if it's a different flame, even though it's covered? That was a shayla. The Gemara left off in Ibai de la Yifshita. So we had a suffix. How should we conclude on this issue? Is one allowed to remove a food item that was on one heat source to another heat source, as long as they're both covered? Or is it permitted if it's covered to return it to that initial heat source, but not to move it to a different one? And that was the shayla with regards to adding water to the cholent from the Shabbos urn and now putting it in the crock pot. That's pina mimechem lemechem. How should we conclude on that issue? So that was that itself was a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim said we should conclude lekula. Some said we should go l'chumran. We suggested yesterday, perhaps, that the Rishonim here are arguing the Shitasim. According to those Rishonim who understood the concern of HaChazar because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, so that should be no different than any other Gzer D'Rabbanan. And if we're not sure if it applies in Pinam Yimechlam Amechum, where both heat sources are covered, we should say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. But if it's because of Mechzikim Avashel, it's a derivative of Bishul D'Raisa, so some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Hanan or Rav Haigoin, were of the opinion that just like Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra, so to Safek HaChazar, we should say L'Chumra. It's a derivative of Bishul D'Raisa. Even though this is the Rabbanan, it's fully cooked, we should treat it with the same regulations as Bishul D'Raisa. We should say Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra. You cannot do Pina Mimechem L'Mechem, move from one heat source to the other heat source. That's like putting on the fire for the first time. And even if it's covered flame, that would be a problem. So he suggested that those Rishonim were arguing Lishitasam. But as we're going to see, and then we mentioned yesterday, the Shaar HaTzion says, since it's not mentioned by the, even though it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shaar HaTzion concludes Lekula. He says, Safek D'Rabbanan Lekula. So he suggested yesterday, perhaps that already points us in the direction that in terms of figuring out how do we paskin on this very important machlekes, what is the reason for the Issur of HaChazara? Why can I not return food that was on a flame, which is fully cooked? If I take it off, I can't put it back unless it's a covered flame. Why is that? Is that because of Masik Mavash, or is that because of Shami Yechat B'Gachom? How do we paskin? So at least from the Pinam Mimechem Lemechem, it sounds like we paskin. It's because of Shami Yechat B'Gachom. But today we're going to try and address a number of issues which seem to hinge upon this fundamental question. this machlokes harishonim, and then we'll try and trace it through the Shulchan Aruch and see how it is that we conclude with regards to this issue, because in subsequent discussions in terms of practically heating up food shop this morning, this issue is going to become front and center. It's going to be very relevant how we paskin. What is the reason for the Isser of Hachazar? So one potential litmus test to figure out how we paskin, which is perhaps related to the fundamental machlokes we showed him as to why there's an Isser Hachazar in the first place, is the issue of Hachazar on Erev Shabbos, which itself sounds unusual. But let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, in the Vlam Chesem at Aleph, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Ach Machsirin. Beis Hillel's opinion was that if it's a covered flame, you can return. Beis Shammai said, even if it's a covered flame, you can't return. Beis Hillel said, if it's a covered flame, you can return. Amar Rav Sheish is a divrei ha'oimim machzirin, according to the opinion that holds you can return if it's a covered flame. Machzirin afil b'Shabbos, you can even return on Shabbos. Now that's a strange language. You can even return on Shabbos. When else are we discussing? You know, what are we talking about, Thursday? Are we talking about Tuesday? What day are we talking about? Yontif? What afilu b'Shabbos, what were the other options? So Rashi there explains, no, it means during the day of Shabbos. B'yoyim ha-mocharos. V'loy teima pluktai mishachashecha. Don't say that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are only arguing about Friday night can you return, but Shabbos day everyone holds, you can't. V'hasamu d'sharu. Don't say it's only muta Friday night. Mishum d'mucha milsa d'adayta d'adurei l'tzarech mocha shakalei. When I put it back on, I want it for tomorrow. So there's either, it's certainly related to the initial shahia, or there's less of a fear, I'm going to stoke, as of a fear that I'm going to do anything in order to encourage it to heat up faster or something. But if I take it off, well, maybe, Rashi seems to be going in the direction that it's because when I take it off at night, so it's obvious that I plan to put it back on. So then it's connected to the initial Shehiyah. When I take it off during the day, it's not obvious that I intend to put it back. Ubatla hatmana. Rashi here doesn't mean insulating. He means you have cut short, or it's concluded your initial shahia. Now it's like putting for the first time. Which is for sure prohibited. So one might have thought that the only time Beis Hillel allowed one to return even to a covered flame is at night, because then even when I take it off, of course I'm going to put it back because I need the food still for tomorrow. But if we're dealing with Shabbos day, I might have said, you know what? When you take it off, you probably don't intend to put it back, and therefore the first shahiyah is batel, and it's like putting for the first time. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. That machzir nafil b'Shabbos means during the day of Shabbos, when I might have suspected that the initial shahiyah is over. However, Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, "Lofiza havelei leminkat," over here on the fourth line, "afilu b'yoyim haShabbos." It should have said machzir nafil b'Shabbos. Why is it vague? It should have said b'yoyim haShabbos, during the day of Shabbos. That would have been more exact, more precise. Rather, Tosfos learns the Gemara entirely differently. If you look over here, Oizbeis, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis learns the Gemara, Afilu b'Shabbos, Machzirin, you can even return on Shabbos. Umanda also lahachzir, also afilu b'choil. According to Beis Shammai, you can't even do it during the week. According to the one who holds Machzirin, Machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. What's the chumah? What is the cool? You could even do chazara on Shabbos if it's a covered flame. The karma bigamaro. The vayomer marzirin marzirin afilu b'Shabbos. Mashma the ikar pluk the havi b'chol. The main machlekes is really during the week. Meaning Beis Hillel hold you can do hachazara during the week, and Beis Shammai hold you cannot do hachazara during the week. How could it be that Beis Shammai hold you can't do hachazara during the week? What are we talking? What kind of hachazara? Well, why can't you do hachazara during the week? What are we talking about? And according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai hold you can't do achazara during the week. Can I cook Tuesday night supper? How can I not do achazara during the week? Va'emiri. No, this is what they're discussing. The mishash lo yuchal articha mi b'yoyim asal ha'achzir. That they're discussing if I put it up so close to Shabbos that if it would have been cold, it would not have had time to get hot. Umi u b'Shabbos afil roseach asal ha'achzir. Okay, so that's the machleik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Put food up so close to Shabbos, if it would have been hot, if it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to get hot. According to Beis Hillel, that's allowed only if it's a covered flame. If it would be uncovered, it would not be allowed. And according to Beis Shammai, it's even also, even though it's a covered flame. So according to Beis Hillel, you need a blech already Friday before Shabbos. If it's so close to Shabbos, that if the food would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to get hot. Now we're talking about if it's an uncovered flame. Even if it's hot now, She'im hayakar la yochel artichem ha'bayodiyayim. If it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to get hot. So according to the way Tosis is learning, you cannot return food items to a flame Friday going into Shabbos if it's an uncovered flame. Beis Hillel allowed it if it's a covered flame, and there even Beis Shammai said no. Even if it's a covered flame, Beis Shammai said no. Beis Hillel allowed it if it's a covered flame. But if it's an uncovered flame, even according to Beis Hillel, it would be prohibited. To do what? To put food. It sounds like from Tosis, even if it's hot. But if it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up before Shabbos. You can't put it up so close to Shabbos. That's an Isav HaChazar, Meir of Shabbos. Yeah.
The word HaTiyot here we're saying means hot as opposed to boiling?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, according to Tosfos, Machzir Nafil B'Shabbos means on Shabbos, as opposed to during the week, where Beis Shammai held, he cannot put it, and that's where the real Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is on Friday, so close to Shabbos, it would have been cold, wouldn't have had time to heat up. Beis Shammai said no, even there, and Beis Hillel held that's allowed, but again, it would have to be a covered flame. The Ran disagrees. He can't tolerate this. The Ran over here is Gimel asks, how can it be that there's an Isav HaChazara during the week? Friday, even an hour, 10 minutes before Shabbos, I can light fires and blow it out indiscriminately. You want to just do that to make yourself, entertain yourself? Light candle, matches. How can it be? I'm violating Bishul B'Shabbos on Friday before lift benching. V'lay nearly came. This has nothing to do with this. This is Beis Shammai Gotamai Ozlu. Debo Bakul Malacha Shahada Maskim, Yoyim, Yasim, Mixas, Maisa, Shalahem, Kaidim, Chashecha. Beis Shammai hold, you kind of set up a system by which your Kalim are not going to rest on Shabbos. Beis Shammai require not only a person to rest on Shabbos, that is, utensils rest on Shabbos as well. Abu Beis Hill, the Matirim, Bakulanim, Hashemesh, they allow you to do any Malacha that continues on to Shabbos, even right before Shabbos. A few Ainshahus, Beyoyim, Kedegos, Chamim, Shari. Even if there's no time for your items to get hot before Shabbos, how could it be? I can set a clock, to turn on the lights on Shabbos. How could it be that I can't put my food up on top of a fire on Shabbos, so close to Shabbos? If it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up. I can set up a system by which a malacha continues to happen on Shabbos. So why can't I set up a system by which the food becomes heated on Shabbos? So how could it be an Isav HaChazara Meir of Shabbos? Presumably, he'll have to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that the Machzir Nafil B'Shabbos means during the day of Shabbos, as opposed to saying that, that according to Beis Hillel, it's only Mutar on the night of Shabbos. There, it's obvious you intend to put it back, but not during the day. No, they're even arguing, Beis Hillel even allowed it during the day. As opposed to Taisa said, no, Beis Hillel allowed it during the day, as opposed to on Friday. Friday before Shabbos, if there's a blech, you could do it. Even on Shabbos, if there's a blech, you could return. That's what the Gemara meant to say according to Taisa. What emerges is that according to Tosfos, one is not allowed to put up food so close to Shabbos. If it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up. And according to the Ran, this is allowed. That can't be what they're arguing about. I could do malachas. I could set a system by which the lights are going to turn on Shabbos. 5 minutes before Shabbos, I could set the whole thing up. How could it be that I can't put my food up so close to Shabbos? It would have been cold. It wouldn't have had time to heat up. How could it be that there's an Isav HaChazara on Erev Shabbos? So the Sameach suggests in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, he has a Shir Klali over here, where he ties many topics together. And he claims that this really depends on that fundamental Machlokes HaRishonim, Rishonim over here, going to Shitasim, as to what is the reason for the Isav HaChazara in the first place. It says, according to the Ran, that the reason for HaChazara is because of Mechzi Kimavashel. So it's because it looks like it's cooking, or it's a derivative of cooking, it's related to cooking deiraisa. So then, the Ran's argument makes lots of sense. How can I say there's an Isav HaChazara, returning to the flame, meaning taking fully cooked food, but you can't, and saying you can't put it up so close to Shabbos, it would have been cold, it wouldn't have time to heat up. How could it be? I could cook mamish. I could set up a system by which malachas are taking place. How could it be that I can't do HaChazara, which is the Rabbanan, it's a malacha, the Rabbanan of Bishul? How could it be that that's also on Friday? Can't be. So therefore the Ran says, of course you could put your food up right before Shabbos, no different than setting your lights right before Shabbos. What's the difference? That's because the Ran understood it's because of Merci Kimavashel. So how could it be? It looks like I'm cooking. I could cook mamish on Friday. Well, it looked like I'm cooking. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason for this of HaChazara is Shema Yechata V'Gechalim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Or Sameach suggests that it doesn't matter when I put it up. Of course, it's not also when you did it on Friday. The problem is that it's an iser, what the Chazanish calls an iser matzav. I'm creating a situation where I might come to stoke the coals the minute Shabbos comes in. Shabbos comes in, my food, let's say, is not as hot as I would like, and I might come to stoke the coals to make it hotter. I want it hot right now. Of course, it's fully cooked already. And it's not the same as shahiyah. I'm going to cook it in order to be ready for the meal Friday night. But I want the food to be hot. So you have, I'm creating a situation on Friday by which I'm going to have food on Shabbos, which is cold, on top of a flame. And I might come to stoke the coals in order to heat it up. So if there's a blech there, it's allowed. If there's no blech, it's not allowed. I might come to stoke the coals. It's an isur matzav. Just to understand, what I mean by that. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a suffolk, following suffolk. We know, of course, a person can set up a system by which malacha happens on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel, that there's no shvisas kalim. We have to rest on Shabbos. Our utensils don't have to rest on Shabbos. You could set up a system by which malacha happens on Shabbos. Fine. What about, though, making a guy wants to buy something on Shabbos. So it's going for sale, an auction, whatever. He wants to buy it on Shabbos. So can he put in a bid before Shabbos, knowing that the sale will be completed on Shabbos? I'm not discussing eBay. There's a whole other considerations over there. Even if you back out on eBay, all you do is lose brownie points. You don't buy anything by putting a bid in. So eBay might be entirely different. Well, let's say I'll contract the sale that should take place on Shabbos. We want to sell our chametz. Erev Pesach, Shechalia is b'Shabbos. We need to sell our chametz, Erev Pesach. So we all sell the chametz Friday, 2 days, Yud Gimel B'Nisan. When it's Erev Pesach, Shchalio Yisbe Shabbos. But can I sell my chametz on Friday? Telling the Nachri, by the way, even though we're doing it now, the kinyan should not be chal till tomorrow. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's case. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, you can't do that. Why not? Because the gzera of Mekach u'Memkar, of not doing business on Shabbos, is gzera shema yichtav. You might come to write. So it doesn't matter when you contracted the physical, when you arranged this sale. Even if you arrange it on Friday, come Shabbos, a sale is taking place, I might come to write it down. Even though I did nothing. I'm b'shev al taseh. And sometimes gzeros can be violated b'shev al taseh, even though I'm doing nothing. As long as the situation, there's reason to suspect, I might come to violate the gzera, I might come to write it down. So if we have a situation whereby you have cold food on Shabbos on top of a flame that's uncovered, I might come to stoke the coals. Not because anybody did anything wrong on Friday, inherently, you could cook mamish on Friday. It's because I created a situation by which I might come to stoke the coals. Just like making a sale that's going to take place, chaliyos b'Shabbos. Or for example, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Shin Lamech Sif Yud, Shivkon Yud, person who wants to have the band at a bar mitzvah. Everyone's always trying to outdo the Joneses, and the bar mitzvahs. Shever brachas, we have to do one up. So someone will come with an idea, which already has. Well, let's have a band. Let's have a band. How can you have a band? It's a shvus to shvus. Why? Playing musical instruments, assuming nothing, is electric or anything. It's a derabbanan, by and large. Yeah. And it's a derabbanan. What's the Issa the Rabbanan of playing musical instruments? Gzeira Shem Yisakin Kleshir. I might break and I might come to fix it. And I'll ask a Nachri, I'll hire a non-Jewish band to play. Amir Nachri, that's two, it's a double the Rabbanan. Shvus to Shvus. One Shvus is Amir Nachri, which is only Yasmin the Rabbanan. Maybe I'll come to do it myself, whatever reason. And he's only playing a musical instrument. It's a Shvus to Shvus. B'makom mitzvah of Shever Brachas. So why can't that be allowed? That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. So the reason why it's not allowed is because we paskin, of course, it's not. He discusses it. We paskin, it's not allowed. Why should it not be allowed? It's a good argument. Shvus to shvus, mokka mitzvah. The answer is, because even though the Nachri is the one who's playing the instrument, if it breaks, I might be kind of tempted to fix it, even though I did nothing. I'm doing nothing on Shabbos. I'm creating a situation by wherein an instrument might break, and I'll be tempted to fix it. So it's an Isur Matzav, it's related to the situation. So too, over here, claims there are some ech. According to Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps it's an Isur of Hachazar Me'er of Shabbos. Not because I'm doing something wrong necessarily on Friday, but it's because I'm creating a situation, come Shabbos, that I have cold food on top of a flame, or potentially cold food. If it would put it on so close to Shabbos, it would have been cold, it wouldn't have time to heat up, that I might come to stoke the cold on Shabbos. And I'll violate the Isurim involved in that. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you even need a blech if you're putting your food up so close to Shabbos, that if it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up. So this issue, perhaps, is a litmus that also revolves around this fundamental machlekes. What is the nature of the Isav HaChazar? According to the Ran, the Isav HaChazar is Mechzi Kim of Asher, you can't asa that Friday. You could cook mamish, how could it be that Bishul de Rabbanan is asa? However, if HaChazar returning to an uncovered flame is asa because of Shemi Yechata B'Gachal, maybe it's even asa Friday. If I put it up so close to Shabbos, it would have been cold and wouldn't have had time to heat up. Another issue that the Or Sameach relates to this is with regards to smicha. The Gemara says over here, Masech the Shabbos, Lam Zayin, Amad Aleph, Iboy Elohu Mahu Lismoich. This is right after that Mishnah we've discussed many times, which is unclear if it's discussing Shehiya, if it's discussing Hachazara. We began with it yesterday. So, you know, continuing on in the discussion of that Gemara, of that Mishnah, the Gemara has the following suffix. Can you do smicha? On top of it and inside of it is aser. What about putting it next to the flame? Maybe it doesn't make a difference. On top is the same as next to, and just like on top is aser, next to it is aser too. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the iser of shehiya? Are we talking about the iser of hachazara? Can I leave uncooked food next to the flame going into Shabbos? So you can't do it on top of the flame. Can I leave it next to the flame? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Or no, the suffix of the Gemara is that's for sure mutter. The suffix of the Gemara is, can I return to next to the flame? That's the suffix of the Gemara. We're going to assume we're going to go lekula over here, because the Gemara leaves off as a si'i boilahu, and the Gemara doesn't resolve the issue. But what are we talking about? Are we talking about achazar? Are we talking about shehiya? So Taisus writes, mahu lismach be'ena grufa kaboi. Of course, it's not a covered flame. Ve'imas nisin lishoy. If it would be a covered flame, you could do on top. Ve'imas nisin lishoyz tanan kaboi lishoyz ula hachzir. Ve'ilahachzir tanan v'shoy lishoyz afil teich v'gabu boi lahachzir v'lishoyz heichashen mavushu kamaychu ben drusoy. That if it's, and Taisus says it's going according to both, if it's, we're discussing Shehiya, if we're discussing a Chazara, the same Shiloh exists by both. Both by Shehiya and by Chazara, did they aser it only on top, or even if I put it next to the flame? So, uncooked by Shehiya, fully cooked by HaChazara. Okay, it applies to both. That's why the Gemara doesn't specify. However, the Rajba says the same thing at the beginning. Perish HaBaya L'kul Lishnihi. If it's the Mishnah is talking about Shehiya, then this also is talking about Shehiya. If it's talking about Chazara, this is also talking about Chazara. Udaloi, but he writes at the end, Udaloi kedivrei Harav Alfasi, not like the Rif. Daisi raya meha lifsoi kamanda amar lishois tanan. The whole suffix only exists with regards to Shehiya. Chazara, for sure smicha zaser. Oh, that wasn't even a shaila. For sure smicha zaser. And that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'kol she'en mazirin alav ein seimchen loy b'shabbos." If you can't return on top of the flame, you can't return to next to the flame. And the Rabbeinu Yonah has a raya to this pshat, because the Gemara says, you look back at the language of the Gemara, "Ibayelohu mahu lismarich bar." Can you do smicha? Toich v'gabo is aser. On top and inside is aser. What about next to? Now, when is on top and inside the same? That's only with regards to Shehiya. Shehiya on top of it and inside are exactly the same. If it's cooked, you can do Shehiya on top of the flame or inside, you know, an oven. If it's not cooked, you can't in either place. Hachazara is not the same on top and inside. As we mentioned last time, on top, if it's a covered flame, it's allowed. Inside, if it's a covered flame, inside, even if it's a covered flame, it's not allowed. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, how could the Gemara equate the two? Teich v'gabo aser, sounds like they're exactly the same. What about samoch? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, quote over here by the Rosh, because Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yefshel Leimar Kain, you can't say it's talking about Shehiya. He's talking about HaChazara, the Shail of the Gemara. D'mi denagra shas, teich v'gabo huda aser. V'b'chazara ayri, li'o havelei l'meimar, teich al havelei l'meimar, al gabo huda aser, v'alismar shapidamim. Should have said, on top, no, if it's not a covered flame, but next to it, maybe, yes. From the fact that the Gemara lumped teicha together with it, it sounds like we're talking about Shehiya. HaChazara for sure would be aser. No, we can't even entertain that possibility. HaChazara should be allowed with smicha. If it's next to the flame, not on top. So what emerges is, according to Tosfos, if we're going to go lekula on this, which is an open question left by the Gemara, what's the story of smicha? So it sounds like we're going to go lekula. That's the way the Gemara seems to conclude. Smicha is allowed. What smicha is allowed? So according to Tosfos, smicha is allowed by Achazara. You can return next to the flame, even if it's not covered. According on top, it has to be covered. Next to it is allowed, even if it's uncovered. According to the Rif, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yainah, it has to be, one is not allowed to return to the next to the flame. You're allowed to leave uncooked food next to the flame, but not allowed to return next to the flame. So what does this issue revolve around? Again, the Or Sameach suggests it revolves around this fundamental issue. And that is because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the issue is one of Shemi Echata B'Gechalim, So then just like shahiyah you could do next to the flame, hachazar you could do next to the flame too. When are we afraid you're going to stoke the coals if the food is sitting on the coals? You might stoke the coals to either make it cook faster or heat up faster if it's fully cooked by hachazar. However, putting it next to the flame, smicha, they were never geyser if it's next to the coals, only on top of the coals. However, according to the Ran, or perhaps it seems like the Rif and the Rambam as well, Rabbeinu Yoina, the fear is one of mechzi kemavashel. That's why you can't return to an uncovered flame. It looks like you're cooking. And food items can get cooked on top of the coals or on top of the flame. They could go next to the flame, just as much. So smicha should be, if it's mechzi kemavashel, smicha should be also not only on top of the flame, hachazar should be also not only on top of the flame, but next to the flame as well. When can smicha be allowed? Ooh, hachashahiyah. Uncooked food, going into Shabbos. So if it's next to the flame, they would never go into Shemi Echad B'Gachalim. Even the Ran and the Rif and the Rambam will agree. Shehi is allowed next to the flame. That's not the same. Shemi Echad B'Gachalim is only on top of the coals, on top of the flame, not next to it. But Hachazara, where we're afraid of Mechzi Kemavasha, looks like you're cooking. Food could get heated next to the flame just as much as it can on top of the flame. It doesn't make sense to distinguish between the two. Yeah.
You can smear next to the oven, not next to the flame.
Next to the flame, what's
next to outside the oven, next to the
wall. Let me ask you: if you put a pot next to the flame, can it become yad soledes bo?
Outside the oven.
I'm not talking about outside an oven. You have a flame. It's next to the stove.
You can keep the smicha, it's outside the oven. Your flame inside the oven.
You're giving the drastic example of our insulated ovens, which for fire protection are insulated. Nothing outside of it gets hot. But I'm saying, let's say you have a flame and you put the item next to it. You don't think it'll become hot?
Not cooking. No, it's not messy. Can move out. Who's going to cook?
You're assuming now, so let's assume that it's not necessarily because of a perception issue, it's because of, it's a derivative of it. Not only did they ask her cooking on uncooked foods, that's deraisa bisho, they asked you from cooking fully cooked foods. How could you cook fully cooked foods? Putting it on top of a fire is cooking fully cooked foods. That's also aser. So if that's the case, wherever it could become, yad soledes bo, one could make an argument that that's aser. And the assumption here is smicha next to the flame, or next to the stove, will become yad soledes bo. If it won't, of course you can. We're not even discussing that. Yeah.
Just want to clarify, sana doesn't mean it's touching the walls of the kira. It means like even within just the range that the heat's emanating from it.
Yeah.
Is there any like cutoff point, or as long as like
either... Yad soledes bo. It can't be. We're going to aser...
So there's no distance range.
As I don't think... there's the distance range that's limited by the physics of, heat conductivity.
Right, I'm saying it would just be contingent from oven to oven.
I don't think you could put something in Nebraska, on top of a countertop because it's similar to my flame over here in New York. Yeah. Right, you have to be where it can become yad soledes bo. Or we could legitimately call it next to the flame. But if it can become yad soledes bo, how is that not next to the flame? So of course it's next to the flame. I've seen people heat up food like that, they put it next to a crock pot. They do that. It definitely becomes warmer than otherwise. So, okay, this issue also seems to revolve around how we pass in this fundamental issue. So how do we pass in? Let's try and figure this out. Do we pass in HaChazar is us because of Shemi Echad B'Gachalim, or is it us because of Mechzi Kimavashel? So we already had one litmus test we discussed yesterday, but that was already found in, by Pina Mimecham Lamecham, which is less than an open question by the Gemara. Should we say something to Rabbanon Lekula? Should we not say it? That might hinge on whether or not HaChazar is us because of Shemi Echad B'Gachalim, like every Gzeir Rabbanon, something to Rabbanon Lekula, or is it because of Mechzi Kimavashel, which is related to the Yisrael Raisa, we should say something to Raisa Lechumra. So we said the Sharatzian concludes with Kula. But that's not really, that's hard to work off of Sharatzian concluding Lekula. We'd like something a little bit, earlier, perhaps found in the Shulchan Aruch. So we have two other litmus tests over here, at least according to the Or Sameach. How do we paskin? One has to do with HaChazar Me'er of Shabbos, that hinges upon this issue. The other has to do with Smicha and HaChazar. So again, we're left unsatisfied in terms of the data that we have. Look over here, the Rama writes, a summation in Gimel Siv Beis, at least with regards to HaChazar Me'er of Shabbos, Yesh Oimrim, the Kol Shu Samach L'Chashecha, anything that's so close to Shabbos, and Musamach Kokach. It's so close. She'im nitztani l'kedera. If it would become cold, e'ef shel artichu mibod yom, he wouldn't have had time to heat it up before Shabbos. Dino k'moy b'Shabbos atzmai. It's like Shabbos itself, and you can't return the food item to an uncovered flame. It has to be a covered flame. V'yesh makilim b'zeh. There are those that allow this. That's the Ran. So first he quotes Taisus, then he quotes the Ran. Now let's figure out, who do we paskin like? V'aminig l'hakel. The minig is to be maker like the Ran. Ach toiv lahachmir. But it's best to be machmir. Ba'akam b'makam shein tarakokach. So Rama ends off, toiv lahachmir. Toiv Hachmir only makes sense according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Achazar is also because of Shem Yechat to be Gechalim. So I'm creating a situation by which food will be cold on top of a flame on Shabbat, it's an Issa Matzav, and I come to stoke the coals. So the Toiv Hachmir sounds like we paskin, it's because of Shem Yechat to be Gechalim, but the Minag Lahokel sounds like it's because of Mechsi Kimavazra. So again, a little bit unsatisfying. If I had to pick one, I'd say we're leaning towards the Toiv Hachmir, it's because of Shem Yechat to be Gechalim. Not as conclusive though as we'd like. The Shulchan Aruch, and says, let's turn to Smicha. You know, what about over there? So Shulchan Aruch says in Simurash and Gimel Sif Aleph, in his long discussion, I hope you've seen it already, the first Sif in Simurash and Gimel, very long, and it goes back and forth, transitions between Shehiya and Hachazara, back to Shehiya, back to Hachazara. So in the middle of all of that discussion, Shulchan Aruch throws in the following line, Vafilu Eina Grufa, even if it's not a covered flame, mutar lismach la keder b'samach utzala. Smicha's allowed. Smicha's allowed for what? Shehiya or hachazar? It's totally unclear from the context. So that's a machlekes in the farshim on the Shulchan Aruch. So just like the Gemara was vague, and it was a machlekes rishayim, the Shulchan Aruch is vague as well. So Mishnah Berurah recalls from Rabbi Kiva Eger, the loy sharin and hacha kiyim hasmicha b'erev Shabbos slash hoysa mishatechshach. Aval ahachzir b'shabbos asafil b'smicha. To do Chazar on Shabbos is also even next to the flame. That's like the Ran. It's like the Rif and the Rambam. But next to the flame is also Merci Kimavasha of Hakam Achrainim, but the Dagomir Vava Chokim Azeh. Vedaitim the Chazar b'smicha mutar lekuliyama. That's like Taisvis. That smicha is mutar even by Hachazara, because Shem Yichad B'Gacham only applies on top of the coals, on top of the flame, not next to it. So smicha is allowed even by a chazar. So okay, what is it emerges is, it seems to be a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dagomir Vava, two opinions of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, hard to really decipher. But again, if we're leaning one way or the other, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah concludes, like the Dagomir Vava, it could be make on smicha even by hachazara, because we're leaning towards that a chazar is also because of Shem Yechat B'Gechalim, not because of Merzi Kimavasha. That would also fit with the Sharatzian, who was make on Pinam Imechem Lamecham. We'd say Safik to Rabban Lakula, you could take food off of one flame if it's covered and remove, place it on a new flame that's covered, and we would consider that returning because even though it's an open question in the Gemara, Safik to Rabban Lakula, because it's no different than any other Gzeira to Rabban, we would say Safik to Rabban Lakula. One, though, potential Chumrah because of this, not only had the Chumrah of doing Hachazar Me'arav Shabbos, that only makes sense according to Rabbeinu Tam. But another possible distinction between this machlekes harishayim, which would emerge a tremendous chumrah, is with regards to returning food to a place which is less than yad segedus bo. Because look over here, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos the following: Tana Rabbanan, maybe adam kiton ma'im amenicha keneged amedura. You're allowed to take a container of water and place it next to the oven, next to the flame. Loi bishvil sheyechamu, not so that it should become hot. You can't do it so that it should become Yatsu. That is why, if you want to remove the chill, then it's allowed. What does it mean? It matters what I have in mind? Is that what this depends upon? Or how close it is to the flame? So look over here, the Ran quotes from the Rashi. I could even put it very on top of the flame. No, you can't put it on top of the flame. That's for sure not. That's Akazara or whatever it is. Even if it was cooked before, whatever. Or that's Bishul Mamish on top of the flame. But I put it next to the flame, and I have intention to remove it before it becomes Yatsar Edesbad. Loishinicham Shamashicham, Okadesh Tafik Tinasim Mixas. Near me, Dvarv says the Ran, Shafir Karvu Madura Mamish. Bimokum Haroy Lavashio. I put it so close it could become cooked Mutter Kadeh Lahavshir. As long as my intention is just to remove the chill, it's allowed. The Hainu Kosloi Shah is some Kokach Kadeshi is Bashu. I don't leave it there that long. So the Ran says you can't put it on top of the flame, even though your intention is to remove it. It's no different than Achazara, which is also on top of the flame, even by fully cooked items, that it's Mechzi Kimavasha, and that would not be allowed. Even fully cooked items you can't put on top of the flame. So you certainly can't put cold water on top of the flame, but you can put it next to the flame as long as you have intention to remove it before it ever gets hot. Taisus says you can't do that. Of course not. It doesn't matter what you have in mind. Taisus, v'nir ol harajba, the hadash harin, unless it's kiton shomayim, can I get a medura? Hainu berochak min ha-medura. Don't matter, it's far away. Shelo olam lo yuchal avu lidei bishul. No matter how long you leave it there, it will never get cooked. Ava b'karoiv, asar. We can't trust you. You say you're going to remove it. You get involved in a conversation. Someone will come visit you. And lo and behold, your water will get cooked on Shabbos. It can't be that we trust you. No. So I might have said, even to put it in a place where it's going to remove the chill, that should be aser. I'm sorry, on top of the flame is aser, even though I put it there for a minute, it'll get cooked. I'll leave it there too long. So Taisus holds, you cannot put it in a place which is it will become yatzer. That is bo, even though your intention is to remove it. Rashi held that was allowed. How do we pass on that? Shulchan Aruch right, Shin Yud Ches, if you doubt that this is aser. Muta liten kita shamayim oshal shar mashkim kenegra eish lahafik tzinasan. You can put it next to the flame in order to remove the chill, not on top of the flame. That's certainly aser. As long as you put it far away from the fire, that it can never become hot. That is good. No matter how long you leave it there, it will never become hot. Okay, so you can put this water next to the flame, as long as it's not in a place that's yatzer, that is good. That's, Rabbi say, that is allowed. What about returning to a place? Okay, we're not concerned with Bishul in a place that's not become yatzer, that is good. You can put it far away from the fire if it's not going to become Yatzel Gedesboy. What about on top of the fire? Can I return to a place that's not going to be Yatzel Gedesboy? So writes the Rosh over here, Paragimel Simenyun. Tema, he says like this. Why is it mutter to put cold water next to the flame in a place where it can't become hot? Just remove the chill. If it would have been a hot water, been allowed, you know, we wouldn't be concerned with Bishul Mutter, even where it would become Yatzer Gedesboy. Ask the Rosh, what happened to the Isser of Hachazara? What? Even if it's fully cooked, you can't put, it's aser to put back on top of the flame. So what's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? What's the answer? The Rosh says, obvious. The Yeshul Chalek, Ben HaHasim HaGabi, Kira LeMedura. You can't put on top of the flame. That's aser. That's HaChazara. To put next to the flame, that's what we're discussing here. But what is the premise of his question? I mean, then he got the distinction between on top of the flame, that's HaChazara, next to the flame, there's no HaChazara. But what's the premise of his question? What is the context of his question? He compares HaChazara to putting cold water next to a flame that it can't become Yatzer Gedesboy. How is that allowed? Why isn't it Isser HaChazara? And then he says the obvious distinction between on top of the flame and next to the flame. But it sounds like before he got to that, he assumed, or if we're going to say that distinction, that the only distinction between on top of the flame and next to the flame, just like next to the flame, but if we wouldn't have had that distinction, so then next to the flame is the same. He didn't, before he knew the distinction next to the flame and on top of the flame. So he asked, how could it be that next to the flame is allowed if it's not Yatzer Gedes, when on top of the flame, sounds like it's prohibited, even if it's less than Yatzer Gedes? You hear what I'm saying, Rabbi? From the fact that he compared one to the other. He compared placing water next to the flame where it's not Yatzer Gedes, but it can never become Yatzer Gedes. So that's mutter. Why isn't it also because of HaChazara? I'll tell you why it's not also because of HaChazara. Even more obvious in the distinction of the Rosh. Between on the flame and off the flame? Because it's less than Yatzer Gedesboy. Why didn't he say that? It's not Yatzer Gedesboy. That's obvious. That's the reason why it's allowed. He doesn't say that. He says, because one is on the flame, one is next to the flame. I could have said a more obvious distinction. One is here it's less than Yatzer Gedesboy. That's why it's allowed. Yisuf HaChazara is only if it's more than Yatzer Gedesboy. The Rosh implicitly assumes that the Yisuf HaChazara is also even if it's less than Yatzer Gedesboy. And that's what the Chazon Ish writes tentatively. You know, over here in Siman Lamed Zayin, Ois Ches, Yesh Lis Topic. Im Samach Upiv Ein Yatzer Gedesboy, Uva Amka Yatzer Gedesboy, Imut Lahachzer. Now here he's discussing a dated Shaila, when people use blechs. You know, that's kind of less common than it used to be. So one of the ways people would try, and now we have more advanced ways of heating up food on Shabbos morning, which we're going to discuss and spend a lot of time discussing. But in the olden days, the way they would heat up food on Shabbos was I would have a typical oven, you know, a stovetop with one burner on, and you'd have a big blech. So you certainly can't put on top of the burner, which they used to call Area A. And then I guess the green line, right? And then there was Area B and Area C. Area B, this is Rabbi Ida's Lashinus, Area B was the area where it could become Yatzer Gedesboy, but it's not directly on top of the flame. And then Area C was where it was, can never become Yatzer Gedesboy, but it would take the chill out of the food. So, right, I have a burner over here in one corner, can I put the food in the other corner? That was the old way of heating up food Shabbos morning. Is that allowed? Chazanish says he's not sure. Yeshua's topic. You can't even put it in the corner of the blech. Why? No, you can't do it there either. There's no wall separating between area C and area B and area A. So people are going to become confused. Can't put it even in area C. Can't put it on the corner of the brach. Ramesha allowed it. Ramesha says, I gave it over here. You can put it on the corner of the blech. If it's not Yatsuwa, the Chazanish said no. Why? So it sounds like from the Chazanish that it's because there's an Isaf HaChazara even into an area which is less than Yatsuwa Gadisboy. That's like the Rosh. How could it be though? How could it be that there's an Isaf HaChazara to a place which is less than Yatsuwa Gadisboy? I think there would have to be a fire there. You know, it's not like you could take stuff and put it, you know, also putting stuff on the table. Table's less than Yatsuwa Gadisboy, and I put food on top of it. And there's a fire here, and there's an area which is more than Yatsuwa Gadisboy, but I'm putting in an area which is less than Yatsuwa Gadisboy. How could that be Yasser? So Shechter suggests in the Eretz HaTzvi, in Simon Vav, I think, he has a whole simon about this. He suggests that it's because the Rosh and the Chazanish are assuming that the Isser of HaChazar is because of Shema Yechata B'Gechalim. You might come to stoke the coals. Now if the fear is because of Shema Yechata B'Gechalim, so that could be Yasser, even if the flame now was less than Yatsar Gadisboy, you might stoke the coals and make it Yatsar Gadisboy. So even though now it's less than Yatsar Gadisboy, it might become later Yatsar Gadisboy. If the fear is one of because of Mechzi Kimavashel, of course you could put it in a place where it's less than Yatsar Gadisboy. But if it's because of Shami Yechata B'Gecholim, maybe you can't even put it in a place which is near the fire, on top of the fire, even though it's less than Yatsar Gadisboy, because you might stoke the coals and make it more than Yatsar Gadisboy. If you see it's not getting hot fast enough. I thought that Rav Moshe might imply like that. Rav Moshe, look over here, the tshuva from Rav Moshe. It's quoted by Rabbi Eider. He's discussing hot plates and hot trays. He says, well, hot plate or hot tray. Now read carefully and let's be honest. Im e efshel is bashel sham. What do you think that means? Im e efshel is bashel sham. Right? I mean, come on. Yeah. It's not Yatsar Gadisboy. Az muta lahamid kedera chama. You can put a hot plate there, meaning a fully cooked dish. That's what he's concerned about. If there's only one setting, if it's adjustable, then no. So this is the non-adjustable hot plate. But what did Rav Moshe say? He said, if we're being honest with ourselves, I would have said that means it can't become cooked there. Why can't it become cooked there? It's less than Yatsar Gadisboy. So if it's less than Yatsar Gadisboy, it's mut if it's not adjustable. What if it is adjustable? It's aser. Why? There's an isav hachazara even to a place which is less than Yatsar Gadisboy. Shema yechata b'gechalim. I might come to stoke the cold. It'll be aser. Rabbi Willig spends a long time discussing those few words in Ramesha, and he claims that it refers to something else, which we'll get to next time. It means it's not the normal way to cook there. Not that it's impossible to cook there. But if you look back at the Igros Meishan, Chayagav Simin Zadi Dawid, Meishan seems to use the same language, and there he's discussing it's not possible to become Yatsar Gadisboy. In the area C of the Blech, Meishan says, Mi Efshel Lez Bashel Shom, and there he means it's less than Yatsar Gadisboy. So I think it certainly is a possibility, but we wouldn't even hear of it. Anyway, bottom line, even Rav Shechter claims, even though he argues that's what the Rosh means, that the Chazanish means, even Rav Shechter argues that practically he thinks we have to be lenient on this, if it's less than Yatsar. Even though the Lumdis is correct, you know, because of Shem Yechat B'Gachom, one could have, in theory, asked putting food even in a place, you know, which heating element, even where it's less than Yatsar Gadisboy, out of the fear that you might come to stoke the coals and make Yatsar Gadisboy, one could have argued, you know, extended Shem Yechat B'Gachom that far. It seems like we don't extend it that far. It seems like that the Parsim have not accepted this Lamaisa. Even though the Chazanish asked putting food on the corner of the blech, the reason why he did so was because of fear that you might move the food from area C to area B and area A, and you don't even know where area C is. It's not like the blechs come outlined with these areas. So people are going to try and figure out putting their hand on the thing. I mean, it gets very complicated. So Chazanish says, hey, we can't be Moshe Torosai l'chol echad v'yechad. But it doesn't sound like, so even though the Chazanish asked area C, again, many poskim were meikel on the area C, the corner of the blech. Chazon Ish answered it. Sounds like he did so for other reasons. However, the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah Berurah already addresses this. Look at the Rama. The Rama says Simin Reishon and Gimel Sif Hey. Rama says Yesh Matir and Litaim the Toich Tanor Sha'afu Bo Mi Bo'id Yom. There are those who allow you to put food inside of an oven that was hot because you cooked there yesterday. Ve'ein lochosh lebishol. You have to be concerned with bishol. Ve'yesh machmirim. There are those who are chayshesh. Ve'machayim kokach betanur. She'yad segedus boy osir. There are those who are machmir. That if it's yad segedus boy, then it's osir. Yesh matirin. You're allowed to do it. Ve'ein lochosh lebishol. You have to be concerned. V'yesh machmirim, there are those who are machmir, sorry. V'im, comma, we forgot to put the comma in. V'yesh machmirim, comma. V'im hachoyim kokach b'tana sh'yad segedes boy osir. If it's so hot that it's yad segedes boy, then it's osir. So what do the yesh machmirim say? They are talking about what case? It's less than yad segedes boy. But just because you cook there, you know, and you're putting it on a flame, even we're afraid you might reheat it and stoke the coals, make it hot again. If it's Yatsugadis boy, you surely shouldn't put there, even though no one's cooking there now. They cooked there yesterday, you surely shouldn't do that. If it's less than Yatsugadis boy, Yesh Matirim, Yesh Machmirim. So, because of that way of reading the Ramah, which implies that there's an Nisuf HaChazara, even when it's less than Yatsugadis boy, the Mishnah Berurah also can't tolerate this. So, the Mishnah Berurah changes the girsa. He says, Mi udavka kishiyesh chayim betanush yatsugadis boy, di lov hachi eino lov shem tanush usaklau. If it's not Yatsugadis boy, it's not called an oven. An oven is only a place where it is Yatsugadis boy. V'im hachoyim tzarech loymar she'im hachoyim. It's a continuation of the Yesh Machmirim. V'yesh machmirim she'im hachoyim kol kach betanu shu Yatsugadis boy osar. If it's Yatsugadis boy, then it's also the matirim are mekel, even though it's Yatsugadis boy, as long as the coals have been removed, no one's cooking there now. And then the machmirim are machmir if it's Yatsugadis boy. If it's less than Yatsugadis boy, not. But the truth of the matter is, the gears of the Ramah, you know, the gears that we had in the Ramah, implied that perhaps if one could, there's an inkling of a reason to suspect that if even if it's less than Yatsugadis boy, you might come to stoke the coals and make it Yatsugadis boy. But the Mishnah Berurah can't tolerate that, and Roiv HaPaiskim Kukula Kula. So that's why I'll tell you, this is a common Shaila. We discussed yesterday the hot warming drawer. So many people ask, well, let's put the warming drawer on the lowest setting. What if I put the warming drawer on the lowest setting? So the women claim at that point the food will never become Yatsugadis boy. Whether or not that's true or not, I can't tell you. People though do, what do they say? Well, I could leave my hand there and it never, you know, it's not that hot. Now we know that's a machlekes, how to measure Yatsugadis boy. Is that talking about a person who wasn't expecting it, a person who is expecting it? And sometimes you can't even leave your hand there. But even if you couldn't leave your hand there, it doesn't mean the food will become Yatsugadis boy. It has nothing to do with your hand. It has to do with the food becoming so hot that your hand can't touch it. Has to do with the food. So if the truth of the matter is that the food can never become Yatsugadis boy, no matter how long you leave it there. See, people say, well, I'll put it an hour before lunch. By the time lunch comes, it won't be Yatsugadis boy. That is not good enough. We saw the Shulchan Aruch says, if you put it in a place that if you leave it there longer, we're afraid you're going to leave it there. So you leave it there longer, it will become Yatsugadis boy. That's a problem. But if it will, no matter how long you leave this food in the warming drawer, at the lowest setting, it will never become Yatsugadis boy, then I think we can agree that at that point, that would we're not going to take the Issa of HaChazara that far. There's no Shemi Echatabig. We're not going to assume Shemi Echatabig Echalim from less than Yatsugadis boy to more than Yatsugadis boy, and there you could be leaning. Yeah.
Is it possible the Russians are being